Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very nice to sit down and be a little more freewheeling, even though we had quite the house party last night. I'm going to play some standards for you and maybe a couple of original songs. Things that have gotten me through about a 29-year professional music career so far. Can't believe it that I'm admitting that. But yeah, it's been that long since 17 or 18 years old in Mackinac Island, Michigan. Going back there for the first time in 15 years in late August. If you've never been to Mackinac Island, Michigan, I strongly suggest it. Take a bike, though. It's good to be here at Holden Village. I actually tried to get over here last year. I had heard about it and tried to coordinate it, and the weeks didn't work and so on. And then we had they needed a musician this week, and all the planets aligned perfectly. And I said, I'll come if I can bring my kids. And I've got four lovely boys, and they have had even a better time than me, I think. They're just free as a bird. It's wonderful. It's a great place. I'll never forget the hospitality and the scenery. And I'll look forward to coming back. I really will. Yeah, the big ones are with the miners camping out down at the ball field. And my little ones, no. I'm going to continue with a waltz. That was a Willow Wheat for Me, by the way, a really famous tune. This is another relatively one, but one of my earliest influences through my father, who's also a pianist. It's a Raggy Waltz by Dave Brubeck. Thank you. Thank you. That's one of my favorites. You'll have to excuse the title of this one. It's a beautiful song, and I don't know why the composer named it Falling Grace, but he did.
Thank you. call it Stormy Monday. On Tuesday's just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday. Today's just as bad. Lord, Wednesday's worse. Thursday's oh so sad. That eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go outside to play. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go outside to play. Sunday I go to church, and I get down on my knees and pray. Lord knows I need Him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. I've been looking around trying to find my baby. Won't somebody please, please bring her home to me?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That's a combination of a couple of different blues songs. After Hours, anyone familiar with that? No? Okay. Yeah. Wayne is? Okay. Come on back here. And Stormy Monday, of course. We did that little up-tempo last night, just for the fun of it. Feeling the spirit. That was great. I still am thinking about it. No snakes? No, nothing. Just us. No, really, I've been to some of those places. It's interesting. It's really interesting. This is another classic by someone can remind me. It's called All the Things You Are, one of the great jazz classics. ¶¶ Thanks. So in the kiosk, I don't understand now of this whole thing. I see these T-shirts, read the kiosk, check the kiosk, or whatever. I get it. And then they say, don't touch the kiosk, just check it. But can I just, no. Just in the march, no. We'll do it. It's great. It's organized. I like it. Someone's taking control and driving the train around here. It said the Great American Songbook, and just to familiarize my listeners tonight, Siri, what is the Great American Songbook? I'm sorry, I haven't seen this young lady in about 3 years, and it's so good to see you, and I remember fond times of talking about jazz at Luther College. Any guesses? Okay. It's okay. Think about George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, Sammy Kahn, Rodgers and Hart, Johnny Mercer, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Leonard Bernstein. The top end of that might be Sondheim. Remains to be seen if he's going to classicize himself as a jazz standard guy. But nonetheless, these guys were all Tin Pan Alley composers in the 1920s. When all the publishers in New York were pretty much lined up in a row, and instead of like today, we make demos. We make CD digital demos and we send them off or give them to A&R people, the whole works. Gershwin would take his new songs under his arm, run down the street, run into a guy's office and play him the song and maybe sing it, give him the pitch, and then move on to the next one. It was all done live. And as a result, sheet music went through the roof. Piano sales went through the roof. The most pianos ever sold in this country were from 1919 to 1928. And it is in the hundreds of thousands. Lots of pianos. So these songs actually became famous during the jazz era, post-swing, probably around the 40s, when people like Miles Davis and Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and all the great bebop guys got a hold of them and started to interpret them in different ways. And that is the American Songbook born. And it's a great tome of music that we all draw from in addition to the blues. I'm gonna play you one of those. This song right here was made famous by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's called They Can't Take That Away From Me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love that song. I think it's a Fats Waller tune called The Jitterbug Waltz. But I think it's based on Debussy. Have you heard that? Anyone? Any classical pianists? Whatever. I don't play that song, but it's beautiful. I like the Fats Waller version. This is from a film, and I'm going to let you ponder the film. Thank you. Thank you. Any guesses? Cinema Paradiso. It's about a filmmaker. It's Italian. It's Ennio Morricone is the composer. He's one of my all-time favorite film guys. I'm gonna probably play one or two more. It's getting late, and gosh, they're dying to turn up that jukebox down there. I'm gonna continue with one of the classics from the 1920s. This is by a great pianist and composer, pretty well known at the time anyway. His name was James P. Johnson. And his claim to fame is the Charleston. I had the good fortune as a young person to play the Charleston for my flapper grandmother. I'm not kidding. She was married in 1928 or something, so she was right in there. And I used to play the Charleston in the living room. And Grandma would come in and start dancing it, you know, the way she did. She lived to be 93, bless her soul. This one goes out to my Grandma Robbins.